Connect with the Matt and Ramona Showcast via Facebook and Twitter. Find out more at 1079thelink.com.
You're listening to Off Air with Matt and Ramona.
All right, podcast friends, thanks for being here. Take a moment to rate it and share it, if you would, please. Go to the Matt and Ramona Facebook page to comment on this or anything else, or the Matt Harris Facebook page. Joining us today, of course, Eric Kelly II is here, our producer.
Hello.
And Ashley Anderson is in today.
Hi.
Woo-woo. WCCB and longtime friend, and has been on the podcast multiple times.
Yes. Yes. Thank you for asking me back.
Everyone is out. No, it's also great because I can laugh at you.
I know. I know. He's like, let's see, what can we make fun of today?
Well, that is the beauty of our relationship.
Thing. Yes, this is true.
We will laugh at each other and we would expect nothing else.
Yes, exactly.
When you were about to tell me this thing.
And then we'll go home and overthink it.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, yes, exactly right. But I think you knew when you were going to tell me this.
Yes.
That I would chuckle.
Oh, I knew. I thought, okay, what can we talk about on the radio this morning? Oh, I know. I saw an animal psychic. So I have this dog Star that we jokingly call Cujo because she's had some biting issues. And
biting issues. Bites people.
Yeah. Beware.
Multiple people. No faces have been ripped apart
yet. No, just little bites on the leg.
Not like, no one's died.
No one's
lost a ton of blood.
No gangrene.
But still not a good way to live life.
No, not good. Especially I've always had very, very gentle dogs. So her bites are fear and territorial based. And
how did you decide that?
I've done a lot of research. She's also getting a lot of training. Don't worry. Like, we're actively working on this. And I thought, what is something else I can do? So I thought, dog psychic. Right? I mean,
of course,
isn't that the next
natural
step?
Natural. I almost spit my coffee on when you said it. That's like the fifth time I've heard it. And I still spit. Let me say the words dog psychic. I giggle. So you call, or what's the first stage in a dog psychic relationship?
So anyway, this person is based somewhere out west, and you do it all over the internet or by phone. And they're not actually called dog psychics. She goes by animal communicator.
Okay.
So she's intuitive. And so I reached out, scheduled an appointment, you know, paid my money.
How long is an appointment?
Well, you can do 30 or 45 minutes. I did 30 minutes.
That's weird. She's not going a full hour.
I guess maybe you could, but I didn't look at that.
No, probably when he's a 15-minute break before her next.
Exactly, before her next cash cow, So I booked an appointment, and she said the only thing she needed to know in advance was the dog's name, sex, age, and where we live. And then she wanted a picture of Star where you could fully see her eyes. And then she also said, if there's anything you would like to tell Star or communicate to her, please let me know. And I said,
Dr. Doolittle.
Yes, exactly. That's a great example. So I said, yes, I would like to tell Star that we love her so much and we want to help her to have a happy life and not be so scared, and don't bite people, please.
Don't bite people, please.
So that's where we started.
Okay.
And so,
does she say it, or does she just say, I'm thinking it, or something?
No, she says it.
Okay.
She says, all right, let me see if I can get Star. I'm going to be quiet for a minute as I try to, you know, move energy around. And they're shaking their heads.
I'm intrigued.
You know how this sounds.
Yes. A lot of people agree with you.
Listen, okay.
Desperate times.
Yes, desperate times call for desperate measures. So she says, let me move some energy around, see if I can get Star here with me. Like, remember, Star, this is all on the phone. Like, right. No one's in person.
Is Star sitting there?
No, Star's in the other room.
Okay.
And she says, okay, Star's here. She said, no. Young dogs don't often speak a lot, so she may not have much to say. Turns out, Star does have a lot to say.
Oh, really?
She had a lot to say. She wanted to tell the communicator all the fun things that she likes to do, like playing Frisbee and playing with her little brother, Remy, and running around the yard. She liked to do all of those
now
things.
Now, you knew she had to know she didn't just pull this younger brother, Remy, out of the...
No, and I specifically asked. I said, does Star... Like, is Star annoyed by Remy? Because Remy's 6 months old. And she said, no, Star says that, you know, Remy sometimes annoys her when he bites her legs. She said, tell mom, me, that this is Star talking. Okay, by the way. Star is talking. Tell mom that I put Remy's nose in my mouth, but I'm not really biting that hard. We're just playing. And she does do that all the time.
Wonder if all dogs do. I don't know.
I don't know.
Have the Frisbee thing.
Okay, the Frisbee
thing. Wait, does your dog play Frisbee?
Yes, that's her
absolute
favorite thing. And she said, the communicator said, now she's showing me that she does not like to drop the Frisbee, that she's kind of holding onto it and you're trying to get it from her. Mm-hmm. And I said, yes, it's frustrating because I know she wants me to throw it, but she won't drop it.
Gotcha.
And she said, oh, okay, well, Star thinks that you're going to take it away and the game will be over. So I said, well, sometimes I'll say, all right, Star, this will be the last time, and I'll throw it. She goes, yes, you need to do that every single time. And then Star will drop it for you the other times.
Okay.
And she has been.
What do you say? This is the last time.
Yes. I'll say, all right, this is the last time I'm throwing
it.
And I throw it. And then she brings it back. And then I let her carry it to the door and leave it outside the door.
The other times. Uh-huh. Until you say that.
Yeah.
She gets it, brings it over, and drops it.
Yeah.
And she never used to do that.
Right. I mean, I still have to say drop it, but she will. Yeah.
Right. That's crazy.
I know. Okay. I mean, see, you're turning into a believer.
Yeah, sure. Maybe all you needed was that command at the beginning.
I know, maybe.
All you have to do is say drop it. It's like he didn't have to tell you. Just say drop the damn Frisbee.
I'm with Matt on this one.
So the drop it thing,
Oh, and she did a body scan to find out if there was anything hurting on Star's body.
Mm.
And I asked specifically about her paw because she cut her paw recently.
Mm-hmm.
She said the paw is not an issue. She said, however, she does have some pain in her back, the middle of her back. Feels a little pinched. You should take her into the vet for acupuncture.
But you don't feel like the dog isn't wincing or anything?
No, I didn't know.
And are you going to follow through?
Yes, I'm going to call the vet and make an acupuncture appointment, and they're going to say, why?
Yes,
I'm
yes.
I'm going to say, because a psychic told me to do that.
Vet does acupuncture, I guess.
Yes,
I have a holistic... You have to go to a separate... So there's dogs, vets
yes,
that do that.
I have a holistic vet.
What do they normally do? Acupuncture for?
I don't know. I've never sought that treatment before. No, but I know it's a thing.
So we've talked. Let's see. So you had the Frisbee thing. You got the, she moved around things to find his back and the injury.
Remy, the little brother. Remy, puppy.
Oh, the faster thing.
Oh, yes. Okay. So she also said, okay, this really, you know, there's always one moment when the psychics are like, they got you. So she said to me, I was asking about Remy, and Star says that she loves to run around the yard with Remy, but she's happy that she's still faster than he is.
Okay.
And the reason why that got me is because the dogs do chase each other constantly around the yard, and we're always commenting on, as Remy grows, he's 6 months old, how he's getting so much faster, and he's almost caught Star.
Gotcha.
And Star has this look on her face when they're chasing. She really looks back at Remy like, huh. You're still too slow, like, because he's like one pace behind her. So I can totally hear her saying that in her Star voice.
Wow.
So well worth the money for the animal communicator. I will be going back for more because now I want to find out why my cat pees all over the house. Oh. Yes.
Also what? Something about the cat, too, right?
Oh, yeah. And I said, I also asked the communicator to tell Star... To request of Star, please do not chase the cat because she constantly is chasing Kiki. Whenever she sees her, the cat hides out mostly during the day, but the cat freaks out, gets upset, hides. We're afraid Star will like hurt her if she catches her. Yeah. Star's fast. And Star said, oh, I thought that was a toy just for me.
That's
like
the psychic tells you
yes,
the Star said.
Yes. And the psychic says, no, Star, Kiki is a member of the family, just like you are.
Mm-hmm.
She is a pet, and she does not like to be chased. It stresses her out. It would stress you out, so please don't chase her. And so we've had two opportunities in the last week where the cat has come around, and Star has, like, sort of tried to go. She's made that movement like she's going to chase. And then I say, Star, and she looks at me, and I said, remember, we don't chase the cat. And she doesn't.
So... The lesson is it's from, you should have said from the beginning, drop the Frisbee and don't chase the cat.
Oh,
I don't know, maybe.
Don't but punch holes in my in my dream.
Is your husband Scott all the way in on us?
No, but I didn't tell any of the kids or Scott that I was doing this before I did it because he probably would have like canceled my credit card, right? But I did it and then I gave them the full report and they were like, okay. But one of the other things was Star said she does not like to be grabbed or picked up. She likes to be petted and she likes affection, but she doesn't like to be grabbed. Mm-hmm. And all of us kind of grab her a lot. So we've all tried not to grab her as much.
So what has happened with the biting? Any, if we had an opportunity yet?
Would you like to come over and
I
can test
it? Yeah, I know. That's like a test subject.
I need a test dummy.
Yeah. One of those suits.
Emphasis on dummy.
Yes, emphasis on dummy. You know the suits that the canine officers wear?
Yes, yes.
You walk in like that.
Yeah.
So you can chew on me.
Yeah.
So, and then what is the psychic going to talk to the cat about?
Well, I have to request that appointment, but I would like to find out why the cat pees all over my house. When she has a perfectly fine litter box.
As a cat, how old is the cat?
The cat is like 10. And
it's
always
done it.
Yes. She does it out of spite sometimes.
And how do you figure this? What do you think?
Like,
why? How do you know?
I think she is just a complicated being and I need to understand more about her psyche.
So, you know, I have a friend whose cats are toilet trained.
Yeah. Okay.
That's just crazy to me.
Toilet trained cat?
Yes. I've heard of this too. I think it's amazing.
It's amazing.
What? They have trained them to go on the toilet.
Yes.
Yes.
Basically, from what I understand, I mean, it could be wrong, people, but basically you put a litter box. They think that's the litter box.
Yeah.
Then you eventually take away the litter box.
Yes.
And they just go in there.
Yes.
But it's weird when you go into their bathroom, like, someone forgot to flush. That was just the cat.
Oh, remember, what was that show? Meet the Fockers? Remember?
Oh, yeah.
Or Meet the Parents?
Remember, with Ben
Stiller?
With Ben.
And the dad had trained
Robert
the cat to use the
The
toilet on that movie.
I forgot about that.
I thought that was just a weird movie thing, but it is real.
People have
trained their cat. Yeah. I can't even train my cat to use the litter box, though.
So let alone get on the toilet and do it.
Yeah.
Okay. Eric's a little creeped out because he's afraid of cats.
I'm not creeped out and I'm not afraid of cats. I'm just not an animal person. I don't get it.
Said you were afraid of a cat that was on your
I was afraid. Well, I was afraid of the cat because the cat was on top of me.
Looking at your face.
I just wake up and a cat staring at me. You'd be afraid too.
Well, yeah. I would.
You know.
I guess I could say a gay guy doesn't like pit. Never mind.
So that was a setup.
Okay.
No, it wasn't.
I
didn't say the word.
Wow.
I didn't say that. But I'm not a big. See, cats seem like they would be easier to have.
They do seem that way, don't they?
But not.
I'm seeing a common thread here with like maybe some training issues on the part of us.
Because you had a rabbit.
We had a rabbit,
which one point you dodged a bullet getting the rabbit.
Yeah.
Didn't she change her mind at the last minute or something?
I presented you guys at work at WCCB.
It's
so funny because all the people that had children already were talking me out of the rabbit. And the people that didn't have kids were like, oh, give your daughter the rabbit. She will love it. Mm-hmm. She's so responsible and she makes good grades. I mean, I should have listened to the parents.
Yeah.
It was not a great pet for us.
It's high maintenance, right?
Super high maintenance. And the whole time I felt guilty because a rabbit does not need to be in a cage. A rabbit needs to be hopping free. You know what I mean?
And if I remember right, Kate, your daughter they need socialization. So she had to play with the cat.
Yes, like every
rabbit for a long time.
Every day. And this rabbit liked to chew things so much that if the cage was in Kate's bathroom, okay? And it smelled bad. And so like sometimes Kate would let the rabbit out of the cage to hop around while she took a quick shower. Mm-hmm. Well, in that time that she's taking a shower, the rabbit managed to chew up all of my baseboards.
Oh my God.
Eat the wheels off a suitcase.
In like one shower.
Yes, she can,
just like plow through it.
Yes, he was a chewer. And
so there's a theme in your house.
Yeah, there's
biting
a
biting and chewing and eating.
Maybe we're not the best parents of children or pets.
But that cat, the rabbit lasted a few years.
Yes, a few years until we don't normally rehome animals, but we found the perfect place for this rabbit. And that is with a vet tech who has always had rabbits, and one of her rabbits had recently passed away. So
it was a perfect thing.
Yes, perfect.
And plus when you have a rabbit, the whole traveling, when you go on a trip.
Yeah. I paid a lot of money to board the rabbit. Oh,
I didn't even know you could board a rabbit.
Yes, you can.
Mm. But not cheap.
Not cheap. Boarded the two dogs, the rabbit, the cat.
Oh, my gosh.
God, now that I think about it, it costs more than the vacation, right?
Right.
It
could have been easier. Cheaper to board the kids.
Yeah. Now, why didn't I think of that?
Get them a hotel room.
Yeah.
Room service.
Yes.
And be done with it.
Yes.
Ash, thanks again. I want I want them to go to your
Instagram. Mm-hmm. Ash Anderson TV is my Instagram.
And what was it we were talking about on the show that people are going to go there for to see? But I do know that you turned me on to this cleaning thing.
Yes, Go Clean Co. is one of my favorite Instagram sites to follow because it's all about cleaning. It's like a very satisfying before and after experience.
I can't wait.
I know. Let's see. What did I put on my stories? I put on my stories about Mr. Beast.
Oh, that's what
the YouTube sensation that my son wants to emulate.
Mr. Beast on YouTube.
And my dog that.
Oh, yeah, so they can see
so
the dog.
Cute.
That's it.
Uh-huh.
See,
yes.
See Star.
Her sweet face.
It's Matt and Ramona Facebook page where you go to reach us. It's the easiest way, or the Matt Harris Facebook page. E. Kelly, which one do you want to send them to? Instagram or
you
Twitter?
You can send them to Instagram at The Kelly Show. That's T-H-E-K-E-L-L-E-Y-S-H-O-W.
All right. Talk soon.